big celebration of the Beats this coming Friday night and all day Saturday and into Saturday evening. As we mentioned earlier, there will be jazz, there will be art, there will be poetry, and there will be vocalizing, including by Gia Battista, who's one of my guests here in the studios of KDBS. She's the founding artistic director of the Davis Shakespeare Ensemble. She's also an actor, a director, and an education coordinator. She's been in dozens and dozens of plays, and I think about half of them she's promoted right here on this radio show. While studying at UC Davis, she taught Shakespeare to K-12 students through the Mondavi Center's Arts Bridge program. She received her BA in English and Dramatic Art from UC Davis. And now she, along with Rob Salas, who's also here and who directed the Davis Shakespeare Ensemble's production of Romeo and Juliet, Twelfth Night, Midsummer Night's Dream, and Henry V, while serving as founding artistic director. While establishing the ensemble, he also earned an MFA in directing from UC Irvine, where he took part in a great number of programs. He has a BA in English and Dramatic Art from Harvard University. And I'm excited to have them both back to the radio show. Let's hear from Gia first, because she's closest to the mic. Hi, Gia.
Hi, thanks for having us back.
Absolutely. Hi, Rob.
How's it going?
Just fine. Good to see you both. And so we were just talking off mic, Gia, that we're going to get you to sing something at the celebration of the Beat Generation Friday night, maybe around 8:15-ish.
Yes, that sounds great.
Excellent. In the past, we've heard you sing some sultry jazz tunes, but you've also done musicals on stage. How do you, when you think of yourself as a singer, how do you categorize or think about yourself?
That's really difficult to say because it's fun to sing all types, so I guess it depends on where I am.
Right.
What hat I'm wearing.
Absolutely. And recently you've had not only the actor's hat, but also the administrator of an entire Davis Shakespeare Ensemble hat.
Yes. A large one.
And that's a lot to do, because unlike actors, who most of whom are poor, you have to think about money, how it's spent, how it's earned, how you get nonprofit status so that people want to give it to you. That must have been tricky and probably something that didn't come up often while you were studying English and Dramatic Art here at UC Davis.
No, not so much. You don't think about money when you're trying to do art, right?
Right, absolutely.
It confuses things.
But now you're caught up and you can do all that stuff.
Yeah, well, you know, you use your artistic creativity with money, right?
Sure.
How can you creatively make money happen?
Right. IRS doesn't want to hear that, but yeah, I totally agree with you. It's good to be creative. So, Rob, why don't you tell us about Macbeth, the radio play? I'll just remind folks it goes from October 24th to November 3rd, Wednesday through Saturday shows at 8 p.m. at the UC Davis Arboretum. Why a radio play?
Well, we were very excited about doing a radio play, first off because those of us that are running the ensemble right now happen to be very sonically inclined, I guess you could say.
Mm-hmm.
You were just talking to Gia about how she's a vocalist, and our other kind of other head of the three-headed monster is a composer. And so we're very interested in sound design. And so that is really what we want to bring to Macbeth, is a fully fledged, fully engrossing sound experience.
Excellent.
Yeah.
Macbeth, it occurs to me, is also a Halloweenish play.
Absolutely.
And this is Halloween season.
Yeah, definitely.
And so when you say a radio play, does that give you additional opportunities to abridge Macbeth the play so that it works in terms of how you've adapted it?
Yeah. Because we're putting the emphasis on sound and composition, we have made some cuts to the text itself. So it's, now about a 90-minute experience. And, the focal point is really on the music and the live sound that we're also doing.
Excellent.
A radio play.
Now, Gia, you're in this production, aren't you?
Well, I'm directing it.
You're directing it,
yeah.
But we won't see you on stage then.
Co-directing. You might see me on stage. I'm sort of also directing what's happening sound-wise. We're doing sort of like live Foley sound.
Yeah.
So there'll be a table with just a bunch of random stuff on it, and our good friend Adam Smith, who's helped out with a few Shakespeare ensemble shows, will be also heading that up with me. So we've got a saw, we've got some shoes, we've got a bucket of water, and all of those things. You will have to just wait to find out what kind of sounds they make and when.
And also why you have those things.
Exactly.
Yes.
Yeah.
Can we anticipate sword play?
Well, you might.
Or will it be saw play?
You can anticipate saw play, absolutely. Sword play will be something that might have to just happen in your imaginations.
All right.
So I think this play really gives the audience a really great opportunity to make it as scary as they want it to be.
So are the witches emphasized?
Absolutely.
Okay.
We also have live processing going on, so there's sort of the live stuff making sounds version, and then there's the, like, computer stuff making sounds sound like other things.
Right.
So it's sort of been also a lot of hats just with the sound thing, because we've got our composition, we've got the live sound, our Foley, then we've also got live processing happening. So it's a lot of exciting things that we're putting together, you know, to create this.
That is exciting.
Yeah.
Now, will people be invited to or want to close their eyes so they can focus on the sound, or is it more fun to watch you all try to orchestrate all of this, you know, simultaneously?
Well, this is a conversation Rob and I continuously go back and forth about, because I would prefer to pass blindfolds out to everybody, and Rob thinks that everybody would like to watch it. So
yeah.
If it were me, I would probably sit there and close my eyes and try to imagine my ears growing as big as they could be, and then Rob would be sitting there watching and to see what the actors do or what that sound's coming from, and you know. So I think either.
You have an option.
It's good to have options. So, blindfold optional. If you're just joining us, we're chatting with Rob Salas and Gia Battista of the Davis Shakespeare Ensemble. And this is a locally grown artistic ensemble that's put on a tremendous number of shows. We talked about Midsummer Night's Dream. They've done Twelfth Night, Henry V. And they bring a local and spirited interpretation to all of these plays. They've also done some summer camps. And Gia, can you say something about some of the work that Davis Shakespeare Ensemble production members do during the summer?
Yes, we do Camp Shakespeare, which is a really great camp. This last summer was our second year doing camp. It's been an amazing experience, I think, for the youth of the community and also for, you know, ensemble members who, you know, enjoy working with children and enjoy sharing Shakespeare or just really enjoy being outside and running around like a child. That's what I like the best. but, yeah, it's been a really incredible experience for ages, elementary age into junior high. And for this third year, this next summer, I can't believe we're thinking about summer already, but we have to, we'll be expanding also for older age groups. So that'll be available for, you know, the older kids to really focus on tech stuff and, you know.
So you're saying that high school students could get more of a background in Shakespeare and theater this coming summer?
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Excellent. That's terrific. All right. Let's remind folks of the dates, October 24th to November 3rd. And so there are performances Wednesday through Saturday evening.
Yes.
And we've got only evening performances, and that's probably important because that's when the magic happens.
Absolutely, yeah.
Yeah.
You know, in the dark.
Absolutely. And one of those Wednesdays is actually Halloween.
It is.
Can we expect any bonus frights on October 31st?
Possibly. Maybe if audience members come dressed up.
Yeah.
Yeah, which I think they should.
I think so, too.
I think so, too. We might just be dressed up.
Note to listeners, you're invited to dress up. They could probably dress up with any of the shows.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Sure. Yeah. It's
the
part of the season, you know.
Excellent.
We will let you in.
Good. And How many, so you talked about Adam, who's helping out with this production,
yes.
And Richard. Who else is participating? Who else do you want to give a shout out to in terms of contributing to this particular production? Ron?
Well, what's really exciting is we have a lot of new faces on stage acting mm-hmm. for this production. In fact, everybody is sort of making their debut performance for us, except for one who, when he participated before, it was just at a reading. So it's just a lot of new faces, people that have worked at theaters in town, Barnyard and through Acme and all of that. So we're really excited to welcome and feature them.
And you can see all of their lovely faces, which they are lovely, on our website. We have their, you know, photos and their bios, so you can check out the actors. Feel like you get to know them a little bit more before you enter the space, before you spend 90 minutes with them, you know. Yeah, but they're a really great group of people, and it's really exciting to be inviting new fresh blood into our home.
Yeah. Excellent.
Yes.
Kind of the way Dracula always did.
Exactly.
Yeah. Well, we're talking about the Davis Shakespeare Ensemble, and you can find them at shakespeare-davis.com. You can meet virtually some of these actors. And we can't mention prices, but is it possible for them to purchase tickets right through the website?
Absolutely. And there are several things you can click on that will get you right to the ticket site and will give you all of the information you possibly need. A new thing we've added is an FAQ page. So for all of your questions, please visit that first. And if you still have wondering thoughts, please feel free to drop us a line.
Are you willing to add cues to the FAQs?
Yes, absolutely.
So you could contribute a question to the Davis Shakespeare Ensemble website. Well, Gia Battista, Rob Salas, thanks so much to both of you for coming back on the radio show.
Thank you.
And I look forward to seeing this spooky production of the Davis Shakespeare Ensemble's Macbeth the Radio Play. And again, October 24th to November 3rd, Wednesday through Saturdays at 8 p.m. at the UC Davis Arboretum Gazebo. Thanks so much for coming back on the show.
Thank you for having us on.
Yeah, thank you.
Absolutely.